was, I believe it was March 15th. So your birthday has been between March 15th and today, which is June 14th. Would you stand up that we might celebrate your birthday? Anybody's birthday? Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. A little late. Anybody visiting us today? We have any visitors among us? Anybody who's not a member of our church? Just stand up. We might acknowledge your presence and just thank you for joining us today. Any visitors? Welcome. 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 You know, it's very important to belong to a church. So I really encourage you, if you don't have a church home, to find one here or someplace. But it's very important, especially during the pandemic. To me, it was very important to have a home church. And so thank you for coming today and being with us and celebrating with us. As always, a bulletin is one of the ways to communicate, and also our Facebook page and our website. I've become a fan of Facebook now. So a lot of stuff on Facebook. So get on Facebook and see all the good things that are happening in our church. I do want to ask you to look at this wonderful article of the Archbishop's visit to our parish in the bulletin. There is Bible study. We're going to keep that online on Zoom. It's going really well. It's like 38 people who are on Bible study, which is really wonderful for us. So join me on Tuesday for Hour of Power, 6:30 to 7:30 on Zoom, and I will have another teaching on the scriptures. On Monday, I'm doing a little teaching, as I mentioned, on racial healing called Open Wide Our Hearts. And so it is the bishop's letter on racial healing. So it's online. Just go download it, have a copy of it. I'm going to do a little teaching on how we can begin to move beyond just talk into some strategies to really look at race relations in our world and in our church. So I invite you once again to join me on this conversation tomorrow at 6:30 as well. Father Ed and I had dinner recently. You know, Father Ed is one of our favorite priests, amen? A round of applause, Father Ed. We were talking about preaching. I alluded to it in my homily today, and Father Ed was saying he preached about racism last Sunday and got some hits from people that really appreciate it. But Father Ed, being Father Ed, preached the gospel. And so very happy that he continues to preach, again, in a space that may not be welcoming to a word about just the fact that we're all brothers and sisters together. And so we want to encourage him. We're planning a town hall between St. Martin's and St. John's. And the purpose of it is to bring our two parishes together, okay, because we have great priests in these two parishes. But no, seriously, Father Ed and I are going to have a town hall. We're still working on the details. On Monday, June 29th, a chance for just our two parishes to come together. And it's meant to be a black and white urban-suburban conversation about how we can work together. And so we're very excited about it, and you'll hear more details coming up. We miss Mother's Day. And that's like a high holy day in our community. So work with the kid for a minute. We're going to do next Sunday, we're going to honor all parents. All parents, so moms and dads next week. I'm not trying to get rid of Father's Day, but we're all going to honor our moms as well. So we're going to give a blessing to both moms and dads next Sunday. We'll have gifts for moms and dads next Sunday. Do not throw stones at me. Don't beat me up. It's a good idea, right?
Yes.
Okay. It's called Parents Day, a chance to recognize a gift. We got to recognize our moms. Our moms are good to us. And we want to recognize and thank God for them and give a little bit of love next Sunday, as well as our dads, which you know deserve as much love as well. Yeah. Laugh at that? But no, thank you so much for being here. I just feel the joy. We're back. I think we're back. Okay, we're back. So just go out and tell. We come together. We do right as far as our restrictions. I think we're doing well with that. So 2 weeks now. So spread the word that at 5 o'clock on Saturday, 10 o'clock on Sunday, the church is open. And we want to continue to be a strong community in our parish. And as I mentioned to Archbishop last week, I told him how great you are. And I bragged about you. And I kept telling him how great the parish is. He said, I get it, Steve. I get it, you know. And I said, so one thing I want to remind you of also, Archbishop, I said, I'm not sure if you looked at your books yet, but this parish has paid every bill you've given us. Every bill. At a time when a lot of parishes do not pay bills at all, we have bills to the archdiocese, which you have to pay them back every year. We did that before June 1st. And again, I would be jumping up, doing cartwheels, but to me, that's very exciting because that says a lot about you, especially in the midst of 3 months of COVID-19. You kept coming, you kept giving, you kept serving, and I thank you for that. But trust me, most parishes are not in that category. We are different. And because we are different, we're called to serve even greater. So when you walk out of this church today, hold your head up high. You belong to an anointed community, St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church, and the Kingdom of North Philadelphia. Let's rise together for our final blessing. Before we have our final blessing, I want to once again acknowledge our three first communicants. A round of applause for them. We want to thank their parents and their grandparents, their siblings, all in their family. A round of applause for them. We want to thank Sister Lynn Marie and Miss Sheila for helping to teach them the faith. So thank you, ladies. And before our final blessing, I want to bring them up here for a socially distant recognition. So we'll put me one here. Come up. One over there. One over there. There you go. Okay, there you go. A little bit more. Okay, here we go. This is beautiful. Amen? All right. We leave here today, we leave here recognizing no matter how bad things get, we have beauty and holiness in our midst, in our beautiful children. God loved you very much, and we all want you always to be your very best. Okay. So all of us, let's bow our heads now and ask for God's blessing upon us. May the God of peace and justice, of love and mercy, order your steps today and keep you solid rock to follow Jesus Christ and go out and change the world. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Deacon?
Go forth glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God. Okay, it's our time.